September 2nd through September 7th. I have a lot to write about. Went out on the 1st after spending the day at the beach. The beach was not bad. Cool little cabana bars and women don't wear tops. Bonus. Was feeling a bit down, but had a great time on Monday night. Went to an Irish bar and met this Dutch guy, Peter, who was really annoying me because he sat too close and hit on every girl I started a conversation with. However, we got talking and he turned out to be pretty cool. Then I, quote unquote, we met these two German girls from Hamburg, Viola and Wiebke. They just arrived and had these Hamburg girls' shirts on. It was kind of dorky, but cute too. Anyway, we hit it off and went to a great dance club called Jamboree. We ended up spending the next 4 nights with them. Peter is a little intense and ended up falling in love with Viola. I just got an SMS from Wiebke that he is with Viola in Hamburg today. Crazy. SMS, that's crazy too. We had a great time hanging out. Went to Tapas one night and got back to Jamboree. Then to Parkwell the next day and to Barceleta the next night, followed by an all-night stint at the London pub. That was a great night. Wiebke and I made an agreement that I would only speak German and she would answer in English. It was tough, but my German is a hell of a lot better. The harbor around Barcelona is very nice, and we had a nice spazier gehen. I had her cracking up later in the pub, talking about the stud farm in Kentucky and the ducks in Copenhagen. Next night, we did a cool little tapas tour with an old bar on the route where we had some local cocktail. I am exhausted. Was out until 5 or 6 a.m. each night. I got sick the other day, head cold, but I am feeling better today. It was great to hang with them and meet Wiebke. May see her in Hamburg if there is time. Last few days, I slept and did some walking around Barcelona. Barcelona is very cool because of all the activity, the old narrow streets, and the very beautiful buildings. Oh, went to the Picasso Museum. La Rambla is crazy with all the human street statues and other craziness. There is this guy dressed in a tux, upper half, some sort of funny animal costume on his lower half, and he wears an ostrich with a cowboy riding it. Hard to describe. And he has a rainbow feather duster. He sneaks up on people and makes a horrible scream. They almost die of shock, and he grabs his heart as if he is having a heart attack. He doesn't do this for money either. He also strokes pretty girls with the beautiful duster. An absolute lunatic. On the way to my pension through the narrow streets of the old town by the Gothic church, you see a slightly different side. There was a cello player and some string instrument like a piano, but the chord he struck with drumsticks. These guys were playing Chiquita from ABBA, and it was absolutely beautiful. As the square opened up, there was then a couple performing tango and flamenca, and they were very good. Oh, I almost forgot. Also on La Rambla, there was this guy playing a guitar and a girl in a skimpy dress, doing some flamenco-type singing, clapping, stomping her feet in front of this outdoor cafe. She was so horrible. Her voice was about as bad as mine, and she was just going for it. These poor people at that cafe, you should have seen their faces. I stood from across the street, watched for a while, and laughed. Yesterday, stumbled upon the shopping district in the old town. It was right next to my pension. I was surprised. A ton of shopping and very crowded. The economy must be okay here. Also, better street performers. There was this great ragtime band. The guy sang in Spanish, but his pitch and facial expressions were right on. It was amazing. Also, and I think they were probably Russian, by the way, also noticed in my walks that the boulevards were nicer and more wide open than further north you went in the city. Well, I liked Barcelona very much. I am off to Lugano and northern, I don't know why I say it like it's Italian, Logono and northern Basque country today. A little wine tasting. So, yeah, I had a nice romance on the road, on the travel circuit. And I love how I, in that journal entry, I spent about half the time on Vipka and Peter and Viola and about the other half on walking around the streets. So obviously the Vipka part was made more of an impact on me. Yeah, so it was actually, I thought, kind of a funny. I mean, and this is how it would be in traveling, I noticed a lot, is that you go through different cycles. I guess it's just like life, but it's more concentrated, where you get really lonely and then you meet someone or you meet people, and you just have to, I guess, keep going. But I was a little lonely, I remember for sure, and was just kind of wanted to meet people. And so the good thing about traveling is you don't want to stay in your room, because it's either you're in a youth hostel where there's stinky people, or you don't really want to hang out in your pension. It's it's just you, so you get out. And so I went to this bar, this Irish bar. And by the way, Irish bars have taken over the world. People say Starbucks has taken over the world, which it has, but Irish bars have also taken over the world. So I went to this Irish bar in off the La Rambla, and like I said, I met this guy, and he was a cool guy, but he was a bit annoying and a little bit of a close talker, and it was true. I would start a conversation with a woman and then he would jump in. But there were these two cute women standing across. There's a bar and people and a wall and people in between that, And we saw these two women standing kind of against the wall, and they had these black matching T-shirts that said Hamburg Girls, and I think they had made them for their trip because they were there on vacation. And anyway, so I can't remember the details, but I do think I went up and talked to them, and we got them over to the bar, and then Peter spilled his beer on them, or one of them, and I told them that's how he meets women, or we meet women, and Vipka like that at any rate. But Vipka was this, very pretty German girl from Hamburg, blonde hair, and I think brown eyes. Terrible. I should remember that. And Viola was a brunette, and Peter was this blonde Dutch guy. And anyway, we had fun at the bar, and then we went to – it was on this square, and we went across the square and went to this underground bar, a dance club. And I have a funny memory from that, because we're all kind of standing around and everything, and then the next thing I know, Peter and Viola are making out, or more descriptive – Peter is making out with Viola, was kind of how it looked like to me. But anyway, and so Vipka and I were just kind of standing there, and she just kind of had this look on her face, make your move, buddy, anyway, so, I didn't want to be rude. So, Yeah, so that was a funny memory and fun. And then we, you know, we hung out for like the next 4 days, did a lot of stuff. We went to that park, Guel, and I remember a bird shit on my head, and Viva thought that was about the funniest thing she'd ever seen. But one of the bigger memories I have is one night we went to this restaurant on the harbor, and I don't know why, but well, they had all been kind of talking German, and I wasn't really participating. And so Vipka said, you know, she suggested that for that night, the whole night, that we would only speak German, or that I would only speak German, and she would answer in English to help me out. And it was such an adventure. I really thank her for doing that, because it was really a memorable night. And I remember like being like a kindergartner at first, you know, like we're in the harbor and I see a, you know, I'm like, you know, what are you going to say? You know, and I'm like, das Boot ist blau, you know, the blue boat, you know, stupid. But as we went to this restaurant and, it, you know, I could actually communicate a little bit and I could actually follow their conversation. And it was great. It was just a great night. And I have a funny story from that, too. Like, Peter was really intense, and he was and he told me like at one of the moments when the girls weren't there, like that he was falling in love with Viola, and I mean he had just gotten out of a relationship and everything, and he was just like hanging all over her, and it seemed very intense to me, and I just didn't know if Vipka wanted that or felt like that. I kind of pulled back a little bit. I was kind of giving her space, I guess you would say. And so we were having fun at this dinner, and the drinks were flowing, and anyway, and then like Peter and Viola are making out again, and I remember Vipka looking at me with like the sweetest look on her face, and she said, I want to kiss. I don't know why. It was just cool, you know. It was just like, oh, all right, well, you know, sorry for being rude. But anyway, I liked Vipka. We had fun, and she laughed at my stories, which makes her okay with me. So anyway, so 4 nights, I mean, we went out to tapas places. They have these great tapas places in Barcelona. Anyway, it was a great little, I guess you could say, romance. And I spoke with Vipka afterwards, but we never, you know, she was in Germany and I was back here. And Peter and Viola did end up having a baby. I don't think they got married, but I don't think they're together anymore. But he can thank me because I helped him. So that's Barcelona. And I remember I had this great little pension too, which is pretty neat. And, you know, I won't bore you with any more stories about walking around Barcelona, but I decided to take a bus and go north. So that's what I did next.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.